Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Buying stuff is for suckers. I am shooting heroin right now and beating my wife. Suddenly I have an overwhelming urge to go relinquish my bowels. If somebody's ever going to do this, they got to use our show, not so you could just play, but also so you could suckle at my teat. I see the first one's got feet, so I know I can't go in that one. Dude, where do you pee from? Did you ever see the Special Olympics? Grab your girl and flip her in the air, pick her in her nose and tell her she's a piece of hair. Girlfriend Christina turned 16. Yeehaw! Now that is unfortunate.
Why is it okay for Dad being there watching stuff about penises and whatnot?
Feed the Valkyrie. For everyone else, screw you.
The whole way he behaves, I think it's very funny. Here you go, honey. I don't know what it is.
Jose Riviera, whatever his name was, that freedom fighter guy with the t-shirts. I think nipples on the suits were enough for me.
I don't know if this is real or not.
The LeBouf, chinless LeBouf.
Here comes the hate mail. Yeah.
And that is enough to make any politician go, whoa.
Here comes the hate mail.
Yeah. Extra Life Radio. Care for you darn streetwalker truck attack kids. Darn it.
Merry Christmas, Miss Pac-Man.
Merry Christmas, Pac-Man.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, my stars. I've never been so busy before. It seems Christmas arrives sooner each year.
Hey, if you can see what I got. Got them bells. Get my... Honey, bring more eggnog!
From the snowy peaks of the Rocky Mountains, through the harsh Colombian jungle, and all over the damn American South, this is Extra Life Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Extra Life Radio and happy holidays. We're not quite there yet, but Hanukkah's going on as I understand it. I'm kind of a Christmas guy myself. I have some friends that are into various other holidays. So happy Festivus for the rest of us. This is the Extra Life Radio show and program. And by the way, today is our special Geek Holiday Gift Show. We've never really done this before. We make recommendations for what you should get your favorite geek in your life. So if you're a girl or a chick, as you're sometimes known, we have ideas what you can get for your boyfriend today. If you're a dude and you got a geek chick, which is, by the way, statistically much lower probability, but either way, we got some great stuff. So welcome to the show. This is show number 162 for December 6, 2007. I know we're going to have some new listeners tonight because various reasons, but to those who are new, this is, I don't know, it'll be kind of a typical show, but welcome. We're glad to have you here. The show is sponsored in part by youbynow.com. Go check them out. Use Extra Life as your code. Buy your next action figure or replica and get 10% off. Also want to thank GoDaddy.com. Use Life1, Life2, or Life3 as your codes, and you'll save money on all kinds of stuff over there at GoDaddy.com. If you use Scott, you can save big money on an SSL certificate. So go check those guys out. Get your piece of the internet today at GoDaddy.com. Let's get started with the big Christmas show. Well, this isn't, you know what? This isn't really our Christmas show. This is like our lead up and buy stuff for Christmas show. I don't want to confuse anyone because we still have plenty of the month ago. Joining me from MissionDeep.com. And a achy, breaky sinus cavity, I give you Brian Dunaway. Brian, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
It's time to get our geek on.
Yeah, we got
to
get our geek on. Get your geek on. Get your geek on. Wait, who is that? Salt and Pepper? I hate that.
No, that's Get Your Freak On. That's crap. It's not crap. I can't remember.
Maybe Owl will know. Joining us from commissioncomic.com is Obsidian. Obsidian, do you know what that song is? Who that is? It's leaving me.
Who is it? She does the version with Nelly Furtado.
Missy
Elliott. She wears all the Missy Elliott. Yeah, Missy Elliott. That's it. I kind of like Missy Elliott, I got to tell you.
Well, I kind of like Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, I like the way you say it. It sounds like something I should order. Hey, by the way, Brian is, also does Comics Coast to Coast, which you can find at comicscoasttocoast.com. I almost forgot to mention that.
Yeah. Woo, close one.
Yeah. So welcome to our What to Buy for Christmas episode. As you notice, Rob Goobers, we played his wonderful Christmas theme, the Extra Life Radio theme, before the show here. And it's just genius. Every time I hear it, I love it. The problem is we only get to hear it once a year. So purposely this month, I'm going to play it every show until Christmas.
Kind of like Pepsi Blue.
Like Pepsi Blue. That is true. Do you guys remember Pepsi Clear? The stuff that was, it didn't even have a.
I like Pepsi Clear.
I did too.
I love that stuff.
You know, I always thought Pepsi Clear was kind of funny because it, to me, it kind of felt like they just skipped one part of the process and decided to.
Yeah. Oh, we're all out of the brown stuff, dude.
Let's not color it this holiday. You know, we'll just skip that.
We're all out of the brown stuff. What are we going to do? I don't know. Call it Pepsi Clear and let's go. So, yeah, that's probably what happened.
That's kind of like it felt to me. I have to admit, even though I loved Pepsi Blue in spite of it tasting horrible,
yes,
it always felt like maybe it was a mistake and they decided that they just couldn't lose that whole batch of Pepsi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wondered about that too.
You know.
So you're saying Pepsi's cheap.
Pepsi cheap. That's the new kind this year. Pepsi cheap.
Yeah. Pepsi is kind of cheap. I mean, it's not Coke.
I like Pepsi. I think it's all right. Cherry Pepsi. It's good times. Welcome to the Soda Pop review show. We'll be your hosts.
We don't have cherry Pepsi.
Oh, you don't? Oh, it's good, dude. No. You're missing out. Cherry Dr. Pepper is also quite good.
You know, Vanilla Coke also tasted like a mistake. You know, like somebody was new and put too much sugar in it or something.
Someone bumped into some other dude and they slammed their crap together, bumped their junk, if you know what I mean.
Junk.
That's horrible. That's horrible. I'm never going to drink Coke again.
I'm not even sure what it means.
Good. Two Pepsi guys in a cup.
Welcome to the chat room, everyone. We have a big, full chat room of fine folks who are here to enjoy the live broadcast of the version of the show. And by the way, I get emails every week saying, where do I go for the live version? Every Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, check the myextralife.com blog, and there'll be a video right there. You can click in and get in the chat room and do whatever you want. So there you go. Sheesh.
Yeah, and it's 10 o'clock Eastern, which means it's an adult schedule. So you're going to be hearing a lot of, you know, nasty words and a lot of words referring to sex. You know, words like... Yeah. Thigh.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah. There you have it. All right. So welcome to the show. Let's go with this, what we got right here. Hey, before I go too far, we have birthdays again. I'm starting to regret the birthday thing. Not because I don't want to wish people happy birthdays, but because every week there's like 50 of you turning some age.
Yeah.
I guess I should have.
Willard Scott on here.
Willard Scott would be great. Yeah. Turns 99 today. She's our Welch's old bag of the week. Willard Scott is from here, by the way. He's from Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's super old, so no one cares. Is he even alive? I don't even know if he's around anymore.
I don't know. Willard Scott turned 100 today. Hey, that's me.
I hope I don't make it.
You could have those birthdays for the old guy podcast.
I should ask you both. Oh, how old do you want to live? How old do you hope you live?
How do you want to live?
You know, the problem with that question, Scott, is that that is one of those questions that I actually have a serious answer for.
Oh, so, you really do? Okay. Yeah. I have a not serious one. I want to live till about 62, and then I want to have a sudden massive heart attack that I don't feel, and I just die. That's what I want. I don't want to be in some
good time that I crap my pants.
You want to live? Wait a minute! You want to live long enough just so you can crap your pants once, and then you're like, "That's the sign to pull the plug."
Yeah, time to go.
I'm out. Show's over, people. Crap my pants.
That'll make Ol laugh so hard he's got a cold.
Well, I'm no doctor, Scott.
But you play one on TV.
Study medicine or anything, but I'm not sure you can have a massive heart attack without any pain. I'm pretty sure.
You're probably right. My dad, who died of a heart attack at 63, he felt pain just before, but it was other than that, it was pretty sudden. So
you know, this is gonna be pretty cruel. So, but so like his last words to you were like, "Son, this hurts."
No, see, I didn't see him though.
This really sucks.
He told my mom. He said something's up, something's up, blah blah blah, and then that was it. So, and it's long, it's far enough ago now where I don't, you know, he's in a happy place. He's fine. I'm not. It's not embarrassing, but I miss him, of course. But it's still. I want, if I'm going to go, I can deal with a little discomfort right before.
Well, my semi-serious answer is that I want to live until I can still live good.
Function, yeah.
Yeah, but when I'm starting to embarrass myself and people around me, yeah. I think it's time to go.
Okay, are you going to have assisted suicide or did you... Good Lord. Hold on a minute.
Nice.
My phone's ringing. Hear that? Let's see who it is. Oh. No, I don't want it. That's a number I don't like.
Oh. Does it start with a 4?
Hold on. I'm sitting on my phones. Gosh dang it. Can't call during the show. All right, here we go. I'll turn the volume down. Okay. Those people will never bother us again. All right.
Well, I'd have a nurse if she lets me pinch her butt. Sweet. Otherwise, I don't see the point. I don't see the point in having a nerve if you're not going to pinch her.
Yeah. Brian, what? How old do you want to live?
I told you until I start pooping.
Oh, you already said me. Yeah. So next week.
I was being serious. Yeah.
First pant pooping. He's history.
Well, I said, what if you're just like you're now? What do you think? 35. What are you for? Like at the mall and.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops. Then what? Yeah, are you
less sharding. That's different.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
That's okay.
Well, you know how people always say, you know, die peacefully in your sleep?
Yeah,
that's a lie.
I'm one of the people that thinks that's a lie. I think you probably always wake up and suffer. It's just that everybody else is asleep and they don't notice.
Probably.
Exactly. That's what I always – I think we've talked about that before.
We have.
It's like
– we have.
It's better for everybody else because they don't have to deal with anything. You, on the other hand, are in your bed going
This is the most upbeat conversation we've ever had on the show.
Yeah, it's a whole I have no mouth and I must scream kind of sensation.
Yeah.
Like Keanu Reeves, like Ted while he was in The Matrix. They shut his mouth. He couldn't move his mouth. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That's miserable.
But, you know, it happens to me a lot that you know, I'm on the street and I see some extremely old guy and I'm like, you know, I want to be like that guy, you know, 90 something and still able to walk and take a bus and stuff like that. That's how I want to grow old.
Yeah, I think I would like a good quality of life, and that's it. And then you take me out, I'm done. I'm fine. See ya. Yeah. Bye.
Then you take me out.
Take me out. I would like to be hit, as it were, by a guy named Vinny. All right, birthdays. Let's do this real quick. Ulysses Galarzia. Says December 6th is my brother Chris's, aka Wavelines, in the forums. It's his 18th birthday. He's legal.
Oh, sweet. That's a great birthday.
He says he's
legal. It's kind of interesting to name your kid Ulysses because, you kind of expect something from him, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Step up, kid. Step up.
step it up.
Yeah.
It says right.
It's kind of like if you name your kid Achilles or something. If I ever run into somebody named Achilles, I'm going to kick him in his heel.
As hard as you can.
It's just a temptation I cannot resist.
Not funny, man. Not funny.
Not funny. You're going to hit him with your golf club right in the heel. He says this kid is now legally allowed to screw up an election now, which is good. Can Scott wish him a happy birthday in the weird old dude from Family Guy? So here goes. Happy birthday, Chris. There you go. You want some popsicles? All right. Then we got Aaron Gardner says, "Hi, Scott and crew. This is Kadja. I guess Aaron Gardner is not really his name. My BFF, that's best friend forever, Sam, is having a birthday on the 30th, and I was wondering if you could mention him on the show. I think this is November 30th.
I'm glad you cleared up the BFF thing for us old guys.
Big fat Fletcher. Sorry, Scott. He's in the chat room. Let's see. He's not big nor fat.
Well, he is pretty. He's pretty big, but he's not fat.
Yeah, he's tall. I think he's probably 6'4", about my height. We should really hang out.
You're your ego. You're about as tall as your ego.
Fletcher, you have to come, and I say it again. You must attend the podcast expo in Vegas this year because I am going, and you need to go. Nice. Sure. How much time?
You know what I would think? I think Scott Fletcher would be a lot more amusing. But I mean, don't get me wrong, Mr. Fletcher. You know, we all love you here.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be a lot more amusing if he was tiny.
If he was a little man, that would be way amusing.
Yeah. You know what happened to me this weekend? I was in a car, and this little teeny tiny puny motorcycle was right beside us, and it honked at us, and it had like a truck horn. It was amazing. I mean, we were practically riding right beside a scooter, and the thing had a truck horn.
Brian, you're like a little Foley artist in the background making sounds. That's awesome.
So I'm thinking Scott Fletcher would be a lot funnier that way, because I saw his picture,
yeah,
and it is pretty much like that. I mean, it's like this skinny guy, mm-hmm, that you don't expect to have that voice.
Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, weird. I don't know if he's still in the chat room. I hope he is hearing all this. Well, of course, he'll hear it later. We got another one from...
Ooh, they're talking about me again.
An Australian... before that one, we got one. Yeah, an Australian named Andrew. He says, I'm not sure how much time you need for my birthday on the 17th, but I'm the ripe old age of 37. How about you shout out my best... Nice. Or your birthday, his birthday, and our best Australian accent. Any takers? Who's good at that voice?
I thought all Australians had the last name Dundee.
Dundee. Sounds about Andrew Dundee, Bill Dundee.
Yeah, all Australians.
Yeah, all their first names are names of lizards and other amphibians.
Crocodile Dundee is like Adam for the Australians, isn't he?
Hold on, I'm showing leg to the chat room. All right, well, let me try it here. Oi! happy birthday. I don't know how to do it. I can't do an Australian one.
Let Brian try. He's good at this.
Do it, Brian.
That was pretty good. I don't know. I don't know if I can top. Oi!
Brian will just go, meep, meep. All right. We got another one. Hello, Extra Life crew. That would be us. My son, Michael, always listens to both your shows, Extra Life Radio in the instance, and he dropped a hint that he wanted me to ask you to wish him a happy birthday. He is 17.
Is he Michael Knight?
No, not Michael
Knight.
Because
if he's Michael Knight, I'll do it. If not, you know, whatever. Happy birthday.
17 years old on December 4th. He likes all of you so much. He was wondering if you could all wish him a happy birthday. Something about spreading the love. I'm still learning. He he is also talking about sharing your show with me. I'm thankful he has positive role models in the video game community. Thank you. Sincerely, Michelle. Dude, that is really a cool thing to say. Now, I would dispute the idea that we are possibly very positive role models. We are models.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're models.
Brian's hot. I'm telling you right now. Believe me, you.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been around Brian. I know Brian in person. And
Full frontal Brian. Anyway.
No, I think about Brian in the shower all the time.
Well, Michael, happy birthday, dude. We are excited for you. 17 was a freaking awesome year. And
it was.
Happy birthday, bud.
I'd love to be 17 again. I'm jealous.
That's awesome. And hopefully we can continue to be the role models of your choice.
Well, I used to drink when I was 17, so I guess I'm not much of a role model.
When I was 17. You remember that Homer thing? I had some very good beer. I was a great Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
I had some very good beer that I got from with a fake ID. I listened to Queen or whatever.
Not that we condone drinking when you're 17.
Yeah.
My God.
All right, last one. Luke says, my sister, Princess Leia. Just kidding.
Yeah, you kiss your sister.
My sister, Luke says, my sister Abby will be having her sweet 16th on Sunday the 9th. She's the greatest little sister you could want. She's a killer geek chick. Plus, she'll be getting her driver's license just in time for my 21st. If you could just wish her a happy birthday on the show, that would be awesome. Loyal listener,
happy
Luke.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That
was mighty sweet.
Yeah, that was sweet of a brother. Brothers aren't cool very often to their sisters, and so I'm always happy to see that when they're thinking about their sisters. So, way to
Kudos.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go, Luke.
Abby.
Yeah, join the dark side. Geek recommendations. That's what the rest of the show is about, folks. Let's do this damn thing. How far in are we? Jeez, we talked 16 minutes about birthdays.
Yeah,
well,
birthdays.
Not just birthdays, but before that, we were talking about how we want to die.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're going to have to start doing the birthday podcast. Yeah. Basically a podcast where you just wish people happy birthdays and that's it.
Yeah, why not? We'll have to do a little spinoff. Make it a mini cast every Wednesday night. We do birthdays. That would be dumb. Geek recommendations. We're going to talk in the following categories about the kinds of things we think you should be getting for Christmas or giving for Christmas or whatever your name in your holiday. I have Christmas. That's what I do. So if you do the Kwanzaa or you got the whatnot, that's fine. Do whatever you want. It's no problem. Gifts are good. Gifts are good no matter what your holiday is. But I ain't playing that game where I got to sit around making up words like freaking have to force myself to say happy holidays just because somebody doesn't like me saying something else. I don't roll that way. We celebrate Christmas. You celebrate whatever you want. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
In fact, we're doing a little Hanukkah here because my daughter, her and her friend wanted to know more about the Jewish faith, and they thought it would be cool to do some of the Hanukkah stuff. So they got a menorah that they made themselves, which I keep calling a manure, and they get mad, and putting candles in it every day and all that stuff. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're learning. That's the point. Be diverse. Understand other cultures, other traditions, and enjoy your own as well. And quit being so damn politically correct.
Well, I don't celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Flipmas. Yeah, it's a ninja holiday. Basically, we all just flip out.
Sweet, dude. Throwing shurikens at everybody, or shurikens, or what are they called?
A shuriken. But
shuriken! Shuriken!
Who does that? What's that from? Oh, it's from Street Fighter.
I do. But we all just wait until Christmas is like at its peak, and we all just flip out and murder villages, entire villages.
Hey, by the way, did you see that crazy screenshot for Street Fighter 4? You know what's kind of cool about that? It looks cool because it's like they went with the 2D style still.
Yeah.
But
it's like 2D and 3D.
Yeah, I like that.
Which, say that 10 times in a row. That's got to be fun. 2D look like 3D.
I like it, man. I'm down with the clown. Okay. Oh, I borrowed a line from Len, a jawbone.
Yeah, that was...
Merry Christmas to him, by the way, to Len, because he's got 6 kids now. He needs all the Merry Christmas he can get.
Yes.
Nice. Geek recommendations. All right, let's move on. These are the categories. Gadgets, video games, books, movies, and other. It's like filling out a form.
I love and
for 600, Alex.
It's like filling out a form at the DMV, dude. So here goes. I want to start with gadgets. Can we do that?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'm going to make a recommendation, and they're in 2 different classes, okay?
Yeah.
Actually, 3 things that I want to recommend. If you're a photographer, the latest Canon SLR, which is their, not the highest end model, but the Rebel XTI, The ball bearing? What the hell are you talking about?
No, boring.
Oh,
it's boring. Speed it up.
It's a little boring. If you're into photography, that is a great camera. You need to go get it. The bonus of it is I saw it on Amazon for like $500 the other day. I don't know if it's still there, but I'm just throwing it out there because I remembered it at the last second. Now, here's what I'm going to recommend for the guy with $400 to spend on a gadget this year.
This sounds like my gadget.
If you're into music, I doubt it. If you're into music or you're into video, I highly recommend the iPod Touch. All right?
Nice.
I've had a chance to mess with it for now, a couple of months since launch?
Yeah.
And I've got buddies with iPhones. And if you don't care about all the phone features, which I didn't really because I just don't need them, then the Touch is for you. And I love it. I sit in bed and watch movies. I take it in the car. I have it at work.
Take it to the pooper.
Battery life is awesome, like 25 hours of battery life. With music, with video, it's like 8 hours or something.
Yeah.
Big, beautiful screen.
What would you say is the one feature that just blows your mind?
I can touch it. Actually, that's pretty accurate. The interface, which it shares with the iPhone, is unbelievably intuitive and great and simple and fast. And you get so liking it that when you have to go use devices with regular buttons, you don't want to use them.
Yeah. You touch the screens and go, no, that's not right.
Yeah, that doesn't work. I go, it's touching the microwave screen. What's going on here?
Spin.
Besides, you can play games with it. Like, basically, you give yourself a and then you take the iPod and you see if you can play a song with it.
Yeah, positive role models for.
There's your role model.
Yeah. Happy birthday, everybody.
There's your role model moment. Sheesh.
The game, by the way, people, I mean, you heard it here first. The game is called...
Mm-hmm. Third edition rules, Obsidian is the creator. He's like Wizards of the Coast. All right. Where are we here?
What would you say is one thing that it's missing?
If it's missing anything, well, one thing it missed before a recent patch was, for some psycho reason, it includes both a contact list and a calendar, right?
Yeah.
You could enter contact stuff and edit them right on the iPod, right on the Touch, and that was great because if you added contacts or whatever, remove them, delete them, whatever, you could do that, and it would sync with your system. And I use Mac, so it would sync with iCal. Windows users can sync it with other stuff, and that was great. But the calendar wouldn't let you do anything but sync what was on your desktop, and then you'd have that all day, but you couldn't add anything, remove anything, or edit anything.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was the stupidest thing. So, what?
That makes a lot of sense. You know, Apple wants you to stand by your word. I mean, you said this morning you were going to go to a meeting, so, you know, you should go. You shouldn't change it.
Well, see,
you're not supposed to change it. You said you were going to go to the meeting. Go.
I don't know if you're the smartest guy I've ever met or it's the cold medicine talking. I just don't know.
You're blowing my mind, man.
But
it can be a little this, a little of that.
But here's the deal. These guys, I have the chat room up, and they're all talking about my legs. Please, people. All right. It's not that gross. So I'm white as a sheet. What are you going to do? Okay. Anyway, done looking at that.
There are black sheep, you know. Oh, and there's also those sheep that, you know, since they don't take a bath, they look all brown because they're dirty. You could be that kind of sheep.
I could be that. But here's the thing with the Touch. There was a rumor floating around. Steve Jobs had sent a memo internally saying this was a bug. Why wasn't this included? We'll fix it in a patch. Nobody believed that was real. Everyone thought that was fake. Sure enough, last patch or two, they fixed it. It's great. That would have been my number one weakness. Now that that's fixed and actually working, my second weakness would be there aren't any third-party apps supported natively without hacking it. But then that was just announced that they're doing that in February anyway, so kind of that goes away soon. So if I had one weakness, it's that I'm terrified of dropping it all the time. Oh, actually, no.
Yeah.
No, here's my real weakness.
That's not a weakness, Dad.
That's my weakness.
That's your weakness.
How can a weakness be that you're terrified of dropping it?
All right. My real concern is that the back of it on the iPhone, they use this nice black, or not black, gray finish, and it's kind of like a matte finish.
Like gunmetal?
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah. But the old iPods, the old hard drive-based iPods, and this new Touch uses the back that's chrome. And the problem with the chrome is all you have to do is look at it and scratches appear.
Yeah.
So the backs just get scratchy. But this is a problem I've had with all the chrome backs since time began. So that doesn't really count. Anyway, but I absolutely love it. There was very little for me to say negatively about it. I use it like crazy.
Did you ever wish it functioned like a phone?
No, because I just don't use my phone enough to justify it. I mean, I guess sometimes it's kind of like, well, that'd be cool if all that stuff was in here. But, you know, and one day maybe when they get like a 3G phone or something cooler or more providers, then that starts to make more sense to me to go that direction.
Maybe I'm just greasy, but whenever I use those kind of phones, I always get the face grease on it. Is that just me?
Oh, you would do it with this thing too, because when you're touching it, you're greasing it up with your fingers all the time. But
you can't play the eye penis game.
No, but you can polish it off on your shirt, or you can take like a little chamois and do it, or you know, huff on it. And
but not when you got the eye penis game on.
No, gosh dang it, no.
No. You know what else you can play?
No, don't tell us. We don't want to know.
No. With the DS, which is also a good gadget to recommend. You know what? What I would recommend to most people is, you know, iPhone, iPod Touch. Whatever. Look at what your geek doesn't have yet that everybody already has. And for example, if your geek doesn't have a DS, that would make an excellent present. And it's also something you can play with your
I knew it was coming, dude. I saw it down
and,
the road.
You know what? One of the best games to play with your is Trauma Center, especially because there's a certain point in the game when you just stop and you think, you know, how hilarious is it? You know, I'm operating you with
That's my 7-second delay beep. All right, enough of your fool tomery. Okay, listen though. Actually, that was it. That's a great little unit. You want to buy it? It's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, one other thing I was going to say, compliment about it that I didn't exactly expect. I'd heard reports that they were good on the iPhone, so I expected it here. But I cannot scratch that glass to save my life.
awesome.
And I'm not like trying all the time, but I've done things and had things happen where it should have been scratched. I've had keys land on it. It is heavy, real glass, no plasticky, stupidy stuff. And it is
so
just,
when it breaks, it's going to make a nice mess.
Yeah, absolutely, excellent. But it's yeah, but it's so be, resistant to scratches. It's awesome.
So watch out with the penis game because that's going
to
hurt.
It's so funny because it's on the one side, it's like completely impervious to scratches, and on the other side, it is so prone to scratches. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's probably why one side is so resistant. You know, the other side is the one that takes all the all the damage.
Yeah. Now, if you want to spend,
Chantal has a friend.
Yeah.
That I haven't seen my first iPhone here in Colombia, and a friend of Chanadol, my girlfriend, got an iPhone, which here is practically unheard of. And the very next day, he had cracked it. He broke it.
Ooh, yowza! That's not good.
Yeah, he was showing it to his dad. I suppose very proud of himself, and his dad dropped it.
Oh,
that sucks for him.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, son.
Yeah, not good.
Oh, oh,
I'd be ticked. Okay, for those who want to spend less than $200 on their media player of choice, then I would recommend the new Zunes. I think they're pretty slick.
Yes, I think they're all stupid. Decent price too.
Yeah, the price is awesome. The flash players are cool and cheap, and I like the new interface. It's a good value, I have to admit.
Also, glass face.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the software, and I wish they were a little more multi-platform. Other than that, it's a good value. All right, let's jump ahead to. Do you guys have any gadgets you wanted to recommend?
I was going to mention a gadget.
Do it, Brian. Sheesh. What is it?
What is it?
Sheesh, man.
Sheesh.
I saw something recently on Amazon. I don't know how long it's been around, but it's been on the front page for a couple of days now, and it's the Amazon Kindle.
Reader, right? The paper reader thing.
Yep. Yeah. It's a wireless reading device, as they describe it.
Yeah.
And we've been promised this for several years now, just, you know, little handheld abilities to read little books in a way that would just be, you know, mass market. But so far, I haven't seen it. I don't know if this is going to be the one that's going to do it or not, especially with a stupid name like Kindle.
Well, they have a couple
of crap.
They have a couple of cool features. One is they use this digital ink stuff that looks like paper. You'd swear it was paper. In fact, the way I understand it, and after reading the specs and hearing Jeff Bezos talk in some conference, the way this technology works is the only time the battery ever actually gets used is to digitally create this ink on this sort of simulated paper. Once that's done, for example, once a page is loaded, there's no battery usage at all because those dots all stay until you change pages. So you get like, I don't know how many, you know, hundreds of hours of battery and, you know, that
well,
kind of
thing. Well, that's an awesome gadget because that is definitely one for saving the trees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. And you can still get your great books if it's just as readable as a book. Now, the nice thing is they've got the next page buttons and the scrolling stuff is right, runs the entire length of the reader on both sides so that, like a real book, your hands are kind of in different places, and when you turn the page, they're not necessarily in the same place. Having to move your hands down to the bottom and push some stupid little Palm Pilot button every time you want to change pages, that pretty much does away with that. So no matter where your hands are and how you're holding it, you can flip pages right there. That's kind of cool.
It looks cool. If it was a little bit cheaper, it would be even better.
Yeah, what is it, $400? $399?
I'm just trying to resist the urge to say that you could also flip pages with...
with your tree finger.
With your tree finger.
I don't know what that is, but that's better than hearing you... it's better than you saying it again. Beep, 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 beep. What? Say it. What? All right.
Boner.
Well, that's the big gadget for me this year. That's the one that I want. The big gadget. I know a lot of people apparently... or at least the market is trying to push it, is GPS. It's almost everywhere I look, there's a GPS on sale. So I know that's a big gadget for this Christmas for your geek.
Yeah, totally. And by the way, the iPhone has some nice third-party widgets that'll let you do that whole thing right on your iPhone. iPod Touch if you're in internet range. And most internet-connected devices these days have some kind of hack to let you do that GPS stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh wait, and if your geek is an artist, and there's plenty of geek artists out there, especially because you're listening to three of them right here.
That's right.
If your geek is an artist, the new 12-inch Cintiq tablet is an excellent idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, we are talking about a very wealthy couple that is going to be giving each other very big presents.
Yeah.
But the new Cintiq Tab would make an excellent gift. Let me say that again to see if maybe I can contact Wacom and charge them for this publicity. Hmm. Cintiq Tablet by Wacom. Mm-hmm. Buy for your geek. Tell them I sent you, please.
Yeah.
I want one.
Yeah.
Very bad.
I want one real bad. $1,500 I'm showing, right? Or just under 1,000 actually. Some people have it for. So that's kind of cool.
Or you can double that price and buy full 24, 25-inch Cintiq tablet, which is also insane.
Yeah. Yeah, good times.
But that would be an awesome present if you have a geek artist and a lot of money.
And us three are your geek artists. That would be awesome.
Oh, yes, yes. Wow. You know, that would be the excellent present for us.
All right. Hold on a second. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk video games. We're going to try to kick it up a notch because we're slow. We're going to talk movies and a little bit of books and a couple other things I found that I think are kind of screwy and cool. And maybe, just maybe, some phone calls at the end of the show. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Extra Life Radio, the sport of the future.
Hey, my wiener hurts.
You go to website, myextralife.com.
That's it, myextralife.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Welcome back. Let's keep going. We got more stuff to talk about. I want to talk about games. Let's talk about video games. First of all, 2007 is thought to be one of the greatest years in video game history.
It has. It's been awesome. It's been phenomenal.
Yeah, we've had BioShock this year. We've had a new Mario game, which, you know, really technically, if you don't count Sunshine, it's been 10 years since we've had a good one. All kinds of great games that are being played now that people are really into. You got your Mass Effect. You got your Call of Duty 4. You got your Crysis. Although, you have some things to say about Crysis. We'll hold that for a minute. Because you're going to revise your review, as I understand it. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. But we want to make some recommendations for games, since we're in the golden age of video games, as many people think. Although, I remember 1998 being particularly awesome. So here we are, almost 10 years later, having another relatively awesome year.
Can you actually be in a golden age? Doesn't a golden age have to be in the past?
That's a good question. The better question is it possible to turn your 360 on with your foot? And I just did it. Hold on a second.
Ooh, you want to know what else you can turn it on with?
With your foot?
Oh, it's a little bit. It's a little bit.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Further up.
Hang on. I'll just turn off. Oh, there we go. We're good.
Hey, Brian, did you did you ever solve your 360 problems?
Sure did. I took it back to Walmart.
Got a Wii.
Yeah, but did you get a new one?
No, I didn't get a new 360. I want one, though.
Didn't they not have them, though? That was the deal, right?
That was the deal.
Yeah. So what'd you do? Did you get the Wii or no?
Yeah. What do you
got? I got the Wii.
Well, you got the Wii. All right. Whatever.
Are we recording now?
Yeah, we're recording, dude. Where have you been for the last 5 minutes?
We're live?
I just want to make sure, because we said we was going to tell the story, but we never did.
I know we didn't, but we're going to tell it. So hang on. Hang on to your story. After the Crysis thing, I want to hear your Xbox 360 story.
We told it.
And that's a good warning for those who may be buying it. Okay, speaking of 360s, here's my first recommendation. The Juicebox 360 Power Charger, which you can find on Amazon for $9.95. I have one of these on loan from the company to test it and kind of review it, and I mean to do that sometime soon. But it's this great little wall unit. You plug it into the wall. It plugs into your 360. If you have the rechargeable battery pack, charges it without having to have it in your 360. Pretty simple idea, but it works great. I love it. That's one recommendation. I'm going to recommend for both PC owners and 360 owners and PS3 owners, Call of Duty 4 is simply the biggest bang for my buck this year I've had gaming-wise. Yeah. Just love this game. A couple other recommendations. Mario Galaxy, if you have a Wii, you cannot go without it. I'm going to give... What was that sound just now? It's like a viper.
that's actually me...
sniffing. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's me sniffing.
Snakes! Indy! Bad dudes! Anyway. Worms. I'm going to recommend Worms Open Warfare 2 for the DS and PSP for your portable lovers. That game is incredibly good and highly underrated, and you should get it. And the first game, it shouldn't even be a sequel. It should be like a whole new game because it's that much better. The Xbox 360 Arcade, which Brian will talk about in a minute, I think is a good value. $279. The Wii is great at $250. The PS3 is still too expensive, but a lot more worth it now. What's the 40 gig? $399. So I guess it's not bad. Is that $400?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually pretty tempting for me at that level.
Yeah, especially considering it's a DVD player.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I need some more stuff to play on it, though. I know there's some things, and they're out there, but it's either already on the 360 or isn't all that awesome. So I just need a little more time, and then
I think there's plenty of stuff now to play, and you know, right now, if you're not getting one, it's just because you don't want to.
What is there to play that's really worth it, though?
Well, you see, the problem with you, Scott, is that you got all the other consoles. So a PS3 is only going to be worth it to you with exclusive titles.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
So
about that.
To me, for example, you know, a person like me that doesn't have any consoles at all, a PS3 is already something that I, you know, could buy because although maybe there aren't many exclusive titles, there are a lot of titles that are also on the PS3, so I know that if I'm going to get it, there's going to be plenty of stuff to play. I don't really care if the title I'm playing is also out on another console, as long as it's on the one I have.
Yeah, but what if it's not? What if it's a crappy port? Because that's one of the problems that the PS3's been. And I don't blame Sony for this. I blame Electronic Arts and everybody else who gets lazy because they're like, well, we already got this installed base of 360 owners, so we got to make that kind of like the flagship development, and then we'll have some guys convert it for the PS3, and if it drops 15 frames per second, I guess that's okay, because that's been happening. That's a problem.
Well, you see, you complain a lot.
No.
So,
I do not.
No. I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, that also happens on the other consoles.
That's true. So, no, it does. I mean, you're right.
You're going to get some games that play better on this console. You're going to get games that play better on this other console.
You're 100% correct. This was true in the last generation PS2 games that were awesome. If they ported those to the 360 or to the old Xbox or even the GameCube, typically those ports blew because they put most of their muscle behind the PS2 version.
Since I'm very much looking forward to the next Final Fantasy game and to the next Metal Gear, to me, seeing that most games are already either on a 360 or a PS3, I'd probably get a PS3 thinking about, you know, getting the next Final Fantasy and the next Metal Gear game.
Yeah, I don't know if most of them are, because necessarily true. You can't get Mass Effect, you can't get Gears of War, you can't get Halo, you can't get Happy Fun Time Monkey Charger. I can't think of any more. All right, let's keep going.
What does Brian want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas, Brian? A new colostomy bag.
A new game system, of course. But I really want. I would love to have Rock Band.
Oh yeah, that's on my list
that
right here.
Like so much fun.
Yeah, it's on my list. Yeah. You know, I'm highly excited about that. I haven't tried it yet. Everybody I've talked to, like Randy Deluxe from the Instance, he's a fiend on that thing.
Yeah.
He loves it. So Rock Band, Orange Box. By the way, here's a recommendation.
Do you have Orange Box already?
Yeah, I do. I'm just recommending it. If you don't have it, it's worth getting. If this is a great idea for Wii owners. So if you're a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, mother, father, whatever, of someone who owns a Wii. One thing they never think about is to go spend like $20 or $10 or whatever you want on a virtual console credit, one of those gift cards.
Yeah.
And this is a great way to get them into some old classic games and download some old Genesis or TurboGrafx-16, NES, Super NES games, whatever, N64. There's some great stuff in there, and that would be a great gift. I would love it if somebody would give me that, for example. I'm going to recommend it.
This year, for example, I've been recommending to parents that have asked me, you know, like my kid wants a, a video game console for Christmas. What should I get him? And I've been recommending the Wii, you know, left and right. Mm-hmm. Because I always tell them, I mean, get the kid a Wii. I mean, I know parents are very much not into the idea of their kid playing video games all day. But if you get them a Wii, they're going to be moving around a lot. So
yeah, a lot more anyway.
Get them a Wii and you can have them playing video games and maybe even getting some exercise without even knowing it.
Yeah, someone in the chat room is complaining that we've already heard this.
Yeah.
Duke is his name.
Well, Duke.
Sorry, Duke. I'm going to take a Duke. Just kidding. All right. So, yeah, virtual console credit, tell the kids to get a Wii. This is a weird one. Not a weird one, but one I kind of liked, and I thought the price was decent. Konami has an arcade game cabinet, like a full-size arcade jobber. Nice. Includes 12 classic Konami games for $319. Now,
nice.
What's cool about that is if you don't want just the 12 Konami games, because I'm guessing two of those are good.
Yeah.
Konami makes awesome games.
Yeah, but some of their old arcade stuff, I don't know, maybe. But for $319, apparently people are hacking this pretty easily and putting tons of MAME stuff on there and everything. So I'm going to recommend that. That's a good idea.
So you're recommending that people buy the Konami thing and hack it?
Yes, because here's the here's the games they get. Brian, I know there's a few of your favorites in here.
Yeah.
Frogger.
Oh, yeah.
Got to love the Frogger.
Got to love Frogger.
Green Beret.
Gets so fast.
You think? Blades of Steel. Contra. I guess Contra's good, but that gets old after you beat it. Gyrus, which is always fun. Castlevania. Hyper Sports. Time Pilot 84. But that was a hell of a game. Shaolin's Road. There's something for O. I'm sorry, that Shaolin's Chode. Interesting. Junk.
We every time I say boner.
Yeah, but Chode is different.
Okay.
Jungler. What's a jungler? I don't know what that is.
I guess people that juggle in the jungle.
In the jungle? Maybe. Scramble, of course. Super Basketball. And that's it.
You know what? I take it back. Yeah, there's like two good games in that.
That's pretty lame.
Yeah, I mean, Konami, they have some awesome games, but not those.
Yeah, we want 8-bit Silent Hill and something like that. That'd be cool. Anyway, support Child's Play is the other thing I wanted to mention about video games. If you want to spend some money this year and it's not on a gift, you want to help kids out and stuff like that, support Child's Play at childsplaycharity.org. Plug for them.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone wants to know what's wrong with my foot. I'm just rubbing it. It's just nervousness. Not nervousness, just whatever. I have Tourette's. Okay, books. I don't have.
I thought we were going to talk about some other game.
No. I forgot. I want to talk about Crisis Revised Review real quick, and then I want to talk about Brian's 360 experience. So, tell us about your.
Okay, last week I did a review of Crysis, and I said that it was beautiful, that it was a monster for your computer to handle, and that maybe it wasn't as fun as it could be. I still stand by the whole it is a monster that will, you know, basically dance around your computer. That still holds true. I still stand by the fact that it's beautiful, but what I gotta say is, the whole it's not as fun as it should be thing, that's where I stand corrected. I've spent a little bit more time with it this week. And the controls, they do feel very awkward at first, but you get used to them. Yeah. You get used to them.
It sounds like when you're dating a new girl or something. At first it was just fun.
Yeah, it's like when you have sex with a new girl for the first time. It's kind of weird, but you know, then it gets better.
Good information. So wait, you're saying you like it?
As soon as you get used to remember the game has the suit you handle has these basic functions that make you stronger, faster, have better armor, or camouflage with the environment.
Yeah.
And it feels very awkward at first, switching between these different functions. The thing is, as soon as you grow used to it, and you learn to basically switch between functions quickly, and you learn to use them more effectively, the game becomes a whole lot of fun. I would compare it, and this is going to be a weird comparison, I would compare it to the Jedi Academy games. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have played those games.
No, I never did.
Okay. The Jedi Academy games are a lot of fun because you got all these Jedi powers or Sith powers, depending on how you play it. And it's a whole lot of fun to just, you know, throw people around and feel like you're a lot more powerful than everybody that's there.
Yeah.
Crisis works in pretty much the same way because you got one function that basically makes you invisible, you know, all Predator style. You got another function that makes you faster than everybody there, another one that makes you super strong and you can, you know, jump up on the roof or just punch somebody and send them flying and stuff like that. So it really gives you a sensation that you're just above everybody else there. But it doesn't take it to the point where, you know, the game is no longer challenging. So as soon as you learn to control these functions and really just, you know, handle the game, you know, fluidly, it's just a whole lot of fun. You know, you can play it in so many ways, you know, just go attack people and suddenly disappear into the bushes and, you know, somebody comes up to you and you grab him and you throw him the other way. The game just offers so much possibilities. Just like what?
Yeah. It's like real life.
I remember when Brian was a professional wrestler and it was awesome.
Yeah, what was your wrestling name, Brian?
Yeah, I was going to do the Lynn thing. What the crap did he used to call himself? That was my high school wrestling name. What the crap? I can't remember.
Wasn't Brian Ultimate Warrior?
Ultimate Warrior.
I do recall
he was snapped into a Slim Jim. What was that guy's name?
I thought it was Lots of Crotch. Here comes Lots of Crotch.
But yeah, I mean, the game is just so much fun, and it just makes you the action in the game is just so much fun to play. So, if you got Crisis and you, as I did, thought that maybe it wasn't that much fun at first, just give it a chance. About, you know, a little bit further into the game, when you get used to it, you start having tons of fun with it. And if you're a PC gamer,
that was my wrestling name. Dang it. Yeah. Dang it.
Tons of fun. And if you're a PC gamer, right now, that is the game I would recommend.
Really? Because I've got people telling me the opposite, that it's not good, that the graphics are all that matters, and then everything else is boring and lame and doesn't even come close.
Well, that's pretty much the review I gave last week. I mean, that it's not all that much fun, but that's it. I mean, get used to the controls, give it a chance, and you're going to end up having a lot of fun. Of course, that's not for everybody. I mean, if the whole, okay, you infiltrate an enemy base camp and you're invisible, all of a sudden you appear, you grab some guy by the throat, throw him against a house, he basically knocks that wall down, and you jump onto the roof and disappear again while people are shooting at you. That kind of stuff doesn't sound like fun to you. Well, sure, I don't know, play solitaire.
All right, cool. Now, Brian, tell us about
your only two options.
Yeah.
Solitaire or Crisis.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a graphical jump. Your computer may have issues if it's, you know.
Well, the new Solitaire with Vista is very pretty.
That's true. Yeah. And a bit of a taxing on the system. Brian. Right,
well, after much build up for weeks of this story is going to seem kind of lame. Basically what happened was I went okay, well, I've been looking for a Wii for about, I don't know, since October probably.
Mm-hmm.
Never could get lucky.
Okay.
Finally, just gave up and said, you know what? It's getting close to go time. I better get something. And I saw that the new Xbox 360 Arcade had come out, and I was like, perfect.
Yeah.
This is the new system. Not going to have all of those Red Ring of Death problems.
Yeah, it's new Falcon chips, which has better heat distribution and all that. Yeah.
And I thought, great, this is going to work out good. It's about the same price as the Wii.
Yeah.
And and it has, you know, it has the five arcade games. It's like, excellent. So we went and bought it and got it home and decided I better test it just in case. Because a couple years back, I had some bunch of electronics go bad on me for Christmas morning.
Yeah.
About half my crap didn't work, and that wasn't good.
You don't want
that. So I always test. So we got it out. I plugged it in, turned it on. I was looking at some of the instruction stuff, and my wife was playing Zuma.
Yeah.
And it was on for a total of 5 minutes, literally. And all of a sudden, Red Ring of Death. So,
like, in the middle of Zuma.
Middle of Zuma.
That's a real taxer.
Red Ring of Death. Well,
see, there's your problem. I mean, you got an Xbox 360, and you're playing Zuma.
Well, I was trying to go through the games, but I was like, holy crap! I can't believe this crap. Yeah. So I took it back.
But it's suicide, you know. It just felt like, oh, so this is what you're going to be playing on me? Okay.
No, wait. You took it back though to try to exchange it, and they didn't have any, right?
Yeah. didn't have any more 360s. I was heartbroken. I was thinking, okay, well, this is bad because there's no more in stock. Huh. I'm going to have to get my son a PlayStation 2, which I didn't want to do because it's last generation.
Yeah.
But I figured, hey, I could buy a bunch of games. So I went to EB Games and got in there and was looking around. And the UPS man walked in behind me, and the guy was carrying three Wiis. So I was like, holy crap, yes, I will take one.
What yeah. a man.
You should have bought all three, dude. You should have bought all three.
I thought about doing that. I was going to do that. And that's what my wife said, you should do that. And then I said, no, I don't really want to do that because the reason why I can't get a Wii is if you go to eBay right now, mm-hmm. there's like 9,000 or more listed for the Wii consoles on eBay.
For like that $600 or $700. I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. So that's just insane. That is a large amount of Wiis going out on eBay. And I actually know a guy. I don't know. I know a guy who knows a guy who comes in Ooh. Town and he goes to Walmart. He knows when they deliver the trucks, and he goes and he purchases all the Wiis. And he sells
them on eBay. Oh, man.
And see, that's bull crap.
That's capitalism at its worst.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not capitalism. That's, I mean, sorry.
Being a jerk.
That's not capitalism. Yeah, that's just being a jerk.
No, that's the definition of capitalism. You are capitalizing on the fact that there is a shortage of Wiis. It is capitalism.
It's still a jerk thing to do. Yeah. So don't do it. So I left the other two Wiis there because I thought, you know what? There's going to be two more people that are going to come in today. And hopefully they're not going to buy it and sell it on eBay, and they'll be very happy. They'll be very pleased because I will have made two people's Christmases.
Yeah.
be more Christmassy, people. Give a little something.
Something, something, yo, yo. All right, we got to hurry on because we're almost out of time. Let's do let's talk books. Movies real fast. No, books. I'm going to recommend something that I found a totally great deal the other day. If you use iTunes, you got to take advantage of this. The Golden Compass by Philip Pullman. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Book one. I love it so far.
Okay. What do you think about the atheist spin on it?
Oh, I think it's a bunch of crap. Who cares if he's an atheist? Yeah, who cares, dude? Okay, look. This idea that an author who is, let's say, happens to be an atheist or happens to be anything else for that matter. I don't care what his belief system is, but
why is that relevant?
Well, that's my point. It isn't relevant, but people are making it relevant somehow. It's like, you know, it's the whole Harry Potter teaches witchcraft and devil worship. Yeah. It's the same problem. Well, it's the same kind of goofballs that talk about this stuff. So my problem with this is, if you say that because he's an atheist, this is somehow his effort to spread atheism to his readers, it's ridiculous. You don't embark on a huge series of books with all sorts of amazing, you know, creative work, and the whole time thinking, all right, the overriding goal here is to make sure everyone's an atheist. It's just ridiculous.
Well, that's like okay. Well, if you hate that book for being an atheist book, then you probably hate Narnia for being a Christian book, and that one is pushy.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
Narnia is pushy with the whole Christianism thing.
They are, but see, the way you look at it, the way I look at it is this. It's a creative work that doesn't have any – there's no atheism like overtones to it. It's just a book. Yeah. It's a freaking book. And the idea, because here's the deal. The guy never said, my book is to spread atheism and I'm going to write it to do that. He once said in an interview, I'm an atheist. And he also said in another interview, I don't really like the C.S. Lewis books because I think he's too Christian in those books. So that's it. It's just freaking fiction. Everybody needs to calm down and shut up.
You know what that is? You know what that is? That is, this is going to sound pretty old. That is, you know, the times today. That is what people are like today. Because, for example, okay, I'm a big Lovecraft fan,
Hewlett-Packard Lovecraft, yes.
And that guy was messed up. I mean, that guy was seriously messed up.
Yeah.
And one of the things he had that you can really notice in all of his stories is that Lovecraft was extremely racist.
Yeah.
It's not something to hold against him because, you know, as it is, people back then were all racist. So that's probably just the way he was brought up or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you read his books, Lovecraft is extremely racist.
Yeah.
Was.
Sure.
Extremely racist. Sure. But, you know, I read his stories. I love his stories. And at the end of his stories, I'm not suddenly hating African Americans. You know, it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Well, some people think it does, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, but you see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's times today because, you know, way back then, nobody thought about going, you know what, Lovecraft, you're too much of a racist, and you know, I'm not going to buy your books because you're a racist.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the guy's an atheist. Do you like the book? Great. So what do you care?
But the book isn't even overtly atheist. It's just a book about, like, fantastic ideas and half the stuff ripped off from Lord of the Rings and Dungeons and Dragons.
I would like to see this be a whole show soon.
I would, too. We need to do it.
But you know what this reminds me of?
Yeah. This reminds me of people thinking it is relevant that the kid that wrote Aragorn was a Mormon.
Yeah. He wasn't a Mormon, by the way.
No, but I remember that was the rumor that he was a homeschooled Mormon.
You're right.
Who cares? What do I care? He could be locked up in the basement for all
I care. No, the truth of it was he was homeschooled, and the homeschoolers have a reputation of being a little nutty. Again, what application does that have to his books? I don't know.
Exactly.
You know what, Brian? If you write a book, I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read it because you have hepatitis.
Yeah. You know what I want for Christmas?
What do you want?
Hepatitis.
On books, I would like to get, since in February, they're coming out with the Spiderwick Chronicles. I would love to get some of those.
Oh, yeah. Those are supposed to be great.
Oh, no. I confuse it with the Spiderwick.
Yeah, well, it's the same, isn't it?
Oh, I understood Spiderweb.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. Spiderwick. Yeah, I said Spiderwick Chronicles.
Spider-Man. The Spider-Man Chronicles.
Yes. Tony DiTerlisi is also one of my favorite illustrators ever.
Yeah.
So amazing.
The Spider-Man Chronicles.
What about the movie any good?
Well, it's just coming out.
The preview looks pretty good. The preview looks good, but I don't know. All the previews lately are looking the same for those kind of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because it kind of looks similar to that other one that just came out too long ago.
Frying pan. Wait, what was the? What was it? What was it called?
Chris of Terabithia.
Oh, the Terabithia. Yeah.
Oh, but that one is very particular because is based on a very special book. It's not just the whole fantasy. It's a very special book about dealing with the death of a friend for children.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very sad movie. If you,
my daughter cried in it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, that's supposed to be the idea.
Now the golden movie to make kids cry. The Golden Compass comes out this weekend.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how it does. Don't forget it has Sam Elliott in it. Sorry, Brian. Go ahead.
That's okay. And also to jump around some more, I did. My wife has already given me this book, but I think any cartoonist who is listening, I guess. Should pick up the Shulls and Peanuts biography book. There's been a little bit of controversy about what the family thinks about this book, but I'm very excited about it. I haven't opened it yet, and it looks like it's going to be really good and inspiring. I've heard that it is very inspiring to cartoonists.
Oh yeah, I've heard the same. And if we're talking,
I'd go for the Golden Compass. I mean, I want the Golden Compass.
Yeah, I do too. The Watchmen. If you want a good comic book, The Watchmen graphic novel is still always a good perennial gift if you haven't got it or read it. That is pretty much my favorite comic book of all time, and you should get that book.
What about that new Annihilation series? Have you seen that?
Wait a minute.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
No.
Also known as Mortal Kombat 2?
Mortal Kombat! No. What is it, Brian? Explain.
Annihilation Conquest? I'm not really sure. I was just looking at it earlier today.
Who's publishing it?
Marvel.
Oh, Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel.
Marv. All right. So there's your books. We're recommending those things. And forget about atheism. Forget about Christianity. Forget about all that crap. Just read books that are good, dude. Jeez, people. All right. Movies.
Whole series in that one.
Couple movies. I want to play a clip from a movie I got. We're not going to be able to do calls today. I picked up a movie called. I got to look at the cover.
Now, is this going to be a DVD?
Yeah, and you can get it at Walmart for a dollar.
Well, while you're looking for that, I do want to talk about one movie that I can't wait to get, and I think we should all get it once we get the players.
Okay.
HD DVD over Blu-ray.
Yeah.
One of the big things that it has is most of the machines come with network capabilities.
Yeah.
And one of the functions of HD DVD is you can do a kind of a community watch where you can like if I get the new Harry Potter DVD, I can also send out a request that you watch the DVD too, mm-hmm. and we can watch it at the same time.
Oh, no way, dude.
So bringing back that kind of that community thing.
I love that. And Blu-ray does not do that, correct?
That is correct.
Sony.
Well, that's because Blu-ray is more for people like me that don't like communities.
Plus, they have a
I don't like communities. But yeah, get off. It'll be awesome.
Oh, it's
and you also can send little. You can send little chat messages while you're watching it to each other.
Yeah.
Why do you want people to interrupt you while you're watching a movie?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it's on DVD, I mean, if you've already seen it at the movie theater, and you know it's a favorite such as a Harry Potter, you know, you can kind of get this whole new experience.
Oh, I'd love to do that. I'd do that with you guys.
Yeah.
We can sit and watch
it
together.
I would say, Scott, stop chatting with me. I'm watching a movie.
Yeah. Shut up. This is my favorite part.
Shut up. All right.
Shut up. This is when Harry Potter looks at the camera.
Here's what I'm going to recommend. Christmas. It's part of these dollar DVDs you can get at Walmart. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians is the title.
Nice.
And it is terrible awesome. It's so great. And I did a little clip. Let's play this clip from Santa and the Martians. Here it is.
I'm worried about our children.
So am I. They've hardly eaten a thing in 3 days.
It goes deeper than that. They're behaving strangely. They appear to be troubled. They don't care to sleep. I had to use the sleep spray on them again. I mentioned this to my council chiefs today, and I learned it's the same with children all around the planet in every district. Something is happening to the children of Mars.
Kemar, as leader of the Martians, you must do something about it.
I know.
Okay.
But what? How about more sleep spray?
You know, I was gonna comment on, first of all, the sleep spray.
Yeah.
Second, the planet being divided in districts. But when they go, like, everybody on Mars is, you know what, forget about it.
Yeah. Pretty lame, and you guys should see the effects and the way people dress up. And the best costume is Santa's because you can do that real cheap.
But you know what? I want sleep spray because that would be awesome.
Isn't there something that there is like something like that? Some kind of sleep spray?
Is there?
Yeah, well, there's some kind of.
I suppose it's something that knocks people out, which might not be safe
or legal. But apparently the leader of the Martian people.
Be? I mean, you're arguing with your wife or something, and all of a sudden...
Shut up.
Quiet you. Psh. Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, great movie. I was going to also recommend, if you want to see a good Christmas movie, I still think for the bang for my buck, Christmas Vacation is still just about the best thing you can get.
To me, the best Christmas movie is still A Christmas Story.
Yeah, Christmas Story is great, no question about it. It's so perennial. It's just so permanent, though, that I had to recommend something else. But I agree with you. I have that, too. All right, so those are our recommendations there.
Alfie, come on!
The new Harry Potter 5 movie will be out. That's a good Christmas gift. Pirates 3 will be out. Battlestar Galactica in HD Season 1 will be out.
Season 1? No. Wait until it's over and give me the whole thing.
Yeah, whatever. Here are some other recommendations. These are kind of weird. On ThinkGeek, I found the titanium spork. Yes, that's a spork made from titanium. I don't know what good that does you, but hey, check it out. USB digital microscope.
Can't go wrong with the spork.
No, never.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll bet it tastes funny.
Take it to KFC and freak those people out. USB digital microscope. If you want to zoom in.
No, if I had a spork, I'd basically just sit in some public place like the food court and wonder out loud whether it's a fork or a spoon.
Yeah, or a splork. You
know, sit there.
I'd use the word splork in a comic recently. Anyway, USB digital microscope with 200x zoom. That sounds like actual fun to me. I would like to have that.
Scott, I think we lost Brandon.
Well, we're about to lose everyone anyway.
Okay.
Did we really lose him?
Yeah, I think so.
Darn it. Yeah, he's gone. He's not even in my
list.
That
would explain why he's not answering.
Yeah, true enough. Let me add him while we still go here. Okay. Let's see. I'm ripping through these. T-shirts at Threadless. If you want good t-shirts, go there. If you want good music and you're a geek, get a Jonathan Colton CD. You can find those at jonathancolton.com. Oh, hi, Brian.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. And I want to recommend...
Why don't you tell people, Scott, a good place to buy t-shirts in the following week or so?
And a good place to buy t-shirts in the following week would be at commissioncomic.com. Add that to your collection of t-shirts you might have bought at myextralife.com. And if you want some really cool custom commissioned artwork, go to commissioncomic.com and O will draw you. All the details can be found there as well. Brian has nothing to offer anyone for money, except for his body.
except sex.
Yeah. And Len's, I wanted to mention Len over at Job on Radio at jobonradio.com.
He's selling kids.
He's selling kids because he's got too many. But he's also selling, he's still doing his Monsters by Mail thing, and it's going strong, and you guys should check that out.
Len is still going with that? How many monsters has he made already?
800 something.
Wow.
It's crazy. I don't know how he's done it, but it's crazy time. So congratulations to him. And if you still have some money left over, feel free to go to myextralife.com. And I've got prints for sale right now, a super good deal for $20 for three of them. And you can find out more details there.
Oh. And if you still got money left over after that, you can just donate it to me.
Yeah, donate to O. And if you still have money after that, you can donate some to Brian. And if you have money after that,
absolutely,
you can make small marijuana cigarettes from the paper money that you still have. that's going to about do it for this episode, folks. We are out of time. This is the longest show ever. 107 minutes, or excuse me, an hour and 7 minutes just for the main block of the show. Sorry, no phone calls. We'll do those next week. Where are we here? Oh, yeah. And like I said, we have a few more episodes to come before the Christmas holiday, and we will do some more Christmas-themed stuff as we move forward. Hopefully what you heard today helps a little bit and gives you some ideas for some stuff you can pick up and do. I hope you guys have a great lead up to the holiday. We'll be right here with you. Once again, I want to thank Rob for our theme music, Scott Fletcher for our great voiceover work, for Owen Brian, of course. Big thanks to Rob Gahobers for his excellent theme music, and including his entirely cool Christmas rendition. Thanks to Mark. Thanks to Rico. Thanks to everyone else. Big thanks to Sebastian for our mashups. We got two, as you heard at the beginning of the show. He's making up for lost time. Thanks to you, all of you, for listening. We will catch you guys next week for show number 163.
Hi, this is Graham from Canada. And just so you guys, I'm listening to the Extra Life Radio about the Canadian bacon. Just so you guys know, the only people in the world who call it Canadian bacon are Americans. In Canada, we call it ham. The only bacon we have here is the kind you buy and it's in the long strips and you stick it in the frying pan. We don't call it Canadian bacon. It's you guys who invented that name, and I don't know why.
Hey, Scott, Brian, this is Robbie. I'm a level 32 assistant principal. Got a question for you for your gift show on the 12th. Wii accessories for longtime gamers who are going into the whole going into the Wii thing for Christmas. It's such a different kind of system. If you're going in buying a Wii from the ground up, what kind of stuff do you need to buy with it, peripherals or accessory wise, to really enjoy it? I think that would be a topic that would help a lot of us out. Thanks.
Ho, ho, ho! This is Santa, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hey, ELR, it's Sushi Ninja, calling in for a geek toy request thing for Christmas. I think the coolest toy possible, or whatever thing to get, would be one of those Optimus keyboards, just because the sheer show-off ability of it, and if that's not possible, then a new headset would be in order. I think the keyboard's good because it can really adapt to anything, and I'm just wondering what you guys think. See ya.
Scott Johnson, how are you doing? Brandon from Texas calling. Hey, you know what recent news event I find to be just atrociously funny? Your face! Bye.
Well, yee-haw and good lucky, LR listeners. This is Tennessee Taylor calling in, just wanting to make sure you fellas are going to discuss that new sci-fi series, Tin Man, on the next ELR, because I thought it was just freaking fantastic. And, of course, if you like, I'll feel free to call in during the show and give you my comments in person. Just thought I'd call in and say, well, how to do. And in the case I missed the show, I'm sure it'll be great. I got exams, so I got to go study. I'll see y'all later. Yeehaw!
Hi, this is Seamus, and I just found out that the Xbox 360 allows you, oh, parents, stop listening, to control the amount of time that you can play on the 360. And I told this to my parents, and I think they're going for it. But guys, I could see you online soon.
Awesome.
More updates as it happens. In other news, Ukulele was that died. Hi, this is Seamus, and I'm going to be 18 on the 8th. So, wish me a happy birthday, darn it, you perk heads.
Okay, guys, I'm not too sure about this, but I just saw a commercial on ABC. It's Monday. I'm in the middle of watching Chuck. But, walk away from the TV here. They just showed a commercial for some stupid Danny Diaries movie, but they said that it's going to be in the movie, like Friday or something, or you can go ahead and right now go to Blockbuster and rent it. It's exclusively a Blockbuster. Now, it may be just me, and I may be crazy here, but I believe that that is a huge step in the direction of just wiping out theaters, which I don't think will actually happen, but just making theaters less and less needy. You know, people don't actually go to them anymore, and people just pick them up as they go, like everything's direct to DVD, not just the bad movies. That's all I got to say, so I'm out.
Scott, man, nobody's listening. I cannot believe that you think Toy Story 2 is the worst Pixar movie ever. Buzz Life. Come on, man. I was pulled down for that one. Buzz Life was good, I give you that, but it was not their best. And Toy Story 2, I think, was better than the first one.
Hey, Extra Life Radio, just calling. Hell yeah, enjoy the show. And I heard Scott Kirsch do this on the last show, so I thought I would do it, and if nothing else would make you laugh. Hi, this is Michael Myers, creator of Two Children and Nothing Else. You're listening to Extra Life Radio. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is T.D. Garcia. I have made absolutely nothing. You are listening to Extra Life Radio. Christmas!